From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Lexi Krupp, filling in for Mitch Wortlieb. It's Saturday, January 11th, and you're listening to this podcast right now because the Capitol Recap is back. It's a weekly check-in with our politics team on the biggest news out of the statehouse, and we'll be dropping it in your feed every Saturday through the legislative session. Coming up, Governor Phil Scott called for major changes to Vermont's education system during his inaugural address this week. More on his proposal after this. Governor Phil Scott delivered his fifth inaugural address Thursday. His speech came after a sweeping change election in which voters threw dozens of legislative Democrats out of office and reelected Scott by his widest margin yet. Scott framed the election results as a mandate from voters in his inauguration speech, in which he also telegraphed big plans for Vermont's schools. Vermont Public's education reporter Lola Dufour spoke with host Mary Angish for this week's edition of the Capitol Recap to tell us what the governor's address portends for education reform in Montpelier.
Lola, what struck you about the governor's speech on Thursday?
Well, Phil Scott made clear that he is going to take leadership on education, which is something we actually haven't seen him do in quite a while. And he also let it be known that he's perfectly willing to touch what is often considered a third rail in Vermont politics. That's local control.
What is Scott proposing that could be seen as impinging on local control?
Two things. The first is some sort of, quote, simplified governance structure. He didn't go into details, but we can probably assume he wants to significantly cut down on the number of school boards we have. According to Scott, for about 80,000 kids, we have 52 supervisory unions, that's kind of umbrella school districts, and 119 individual school districts. He made it pretty clear he thinks that's too many.
Okay, that was thing one. What's thing two?
Well, currently we have a system where how much a school district spends is decided basically entirely at the local level. Now, some costs are kind of out of their control, but generally, school boards craft a budget plan and then local voters say yay or nay during town meeting. Whatever amount voters approve, the state pays. Now, Scott's speech and a letter he sent to lawmakers last week suggests he's going to be proposing to turn that on its head and pitch a type of foundation formula for Vermont.
Oh, talk more about that. What is a foundation formula?
So it's a type of education system that's actually very common across the country, where the state calculates how much school districts should be spending, usually using some sort of per pupil formula, and then gives schools that cash in grant form. They vary a lot, but that's generally the idea.
How are Democrats reacting to all of that?
What we heard from legislative leaders after Scott's speech is that everything is on the table, and also that they're relieved he's taking ownership on this topic instead of simply scapegoating them for rising property taxes. But I also talked to a couple of top Democrats in the days ahead of his speech, and they told me that there is, you know, sincere interest on their side of the aisle in exploring a foundation formula. One, Peter Conlin, who currently chairs the House Education Committee, he reminded me that such a proposal even passed the House in 2018 with Democratic support and that he voted for it at the time.
Then would this be a done deal, or is there more work to be done?
So far from a done deal. There's going to be a ton of pushback. And there will be also a lot of debate about whether what Scott is proposing can pass constitutional muster. We have the system that we have today because of a landmark state Supreme Court ruling in the 1990s, usually referred to as the Brigham case, that found the prior system to be unconstitutional. And while there may be some momentum behind the idea of a foundation formula in Montpelier, the devil is really in the details. Foundation formulas can achieve progressive policy aims. They can achieve conservative policy aims. They vary widely. And we do not yet have the details on Scott's proposal.
Yeah, what's the timeline? When are we expecting to see more details?
In about 2 weeks, that's when he'll unveil his state budget proposal and when he has pledged to release more about his plan. So stay tuned.
That was Vermont public education reporter Lola Dufour speaking to Mary Angish about the goings-on in Montpelier around education reform. For more of our reporting from the State House, visit vermontpublic.org. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Lexi Krupp. Talk to you later.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.